Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Let's bring in columnist and senior writer for the USA Today. It is Bob Nightingale. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing well. I hope we're not interrupting too much of your Guardians Tigers viewership during this interview.
There's a reason why it's at the 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, it's out in California. But yeah, it's amazing. Here's Detroit, who blew the big thing. Cleveland comes back, and now they're playing again. So it'd be rough for Cleveland to go through all that and lose first round.
But on the flip side, if Detroit goes through all that by giving up the lead and then losing the playoff series, that goes down. It's like an all-time baseball disaster, right?
Oh, yeah, number one. It would be the biggest collapse ever. Well, it already is by losing the division. But, at least they made the wild card. But you're right. If they go out to Cleveland again in this round, it will be a disaster forever.
I think because of that, this is the most interesting wild card series to me. What is it to you? I know a lot of people will say Red Sox, Yankees. Is there one particular series in this round that you think is more interesting than the rest?
It's got to be Red Sox, Yankees, just because it's a traditional rivalry, and Boston reminding everybody, hey, we haven't watched the Yankees in the playoffs of 2003. Of course, staged the epic comeback, down 3-0 in 2004. So, it's still Yankees, Red Sox, just because it's such a great traditional rivalry. I mean, I think the networks obviously were hoping it was going to be Mets Dodgers, but of course the Mets didn't make it.
Bob, I know there's a lot of baseball going on, but here in Texas,
we're sad.
We're very sad as Bruce Bochy is no longer the manager. Do you think it's weird that a guy won a World Series, your first ever World Series 3 years ago, and then he's gone after that?
Yeah, it is. I'm sure. Part of it was Bochy's decision too. It wasn't like he just got fired.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I think Skip Schumacher had to play a factor in this. It's like, okay, Skip's not going to sit around for another year. If he's not going to manage in Texas, he's going to manage somewhere else. He's got a home there. I think he has a son that goes to school maybe there.
Yep.
And so I think that's a factor too. Like, we don't want to lose Skip Schumacher. And obviously when I hired him originally, that was a plan, like, okay, he'll be the next guy.
But it's okay that we're still sad today, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, Bochy is great. I've known him since he was a player in the Padre days, one of the greatest managers of all time. So, absolutely. And a wonderful human being.
Do you think he loves baseball the most or fishing the most?
Probably a toss-up.
I can see that.
Yeah, just a great guy. Loves hunting. He loves hunting too. But he's got a fishing pond in his backyard in Nashville. So, he enjoyed his time there. And I think it'd be an unbelievably cool story if he ends up in San Francisco. one last rodeo right there.
Okay, so we know that Chris Young offered the advisory role to him. That's what he said, and I can see that. Would he go back to San Francisco as a manager there and take over for Bob Melvin? Would he take on a different role with that organization? Or do you think that he has a chance to stick around in this area?
I would think it's San Francisco. If it's not as a manager, and that might still be a long shot, I don't know how many more years he wants to, do this. He's got a close relationship with Buster Posey. I would think if he's got, if the Giants would say to him, you want to manage, if not, do you want to be a special assistant with us? I would think you'd probably go back to San Francisco for that type of job.
Okay. Now, we're, of course, biased because, as Corey said, Boach brought us our very first World Series title. But, like, if he doesn't end up managing again, where does he fall in the pantheon of all-time great baseball managers?
Well, it's only up there. I mean, you're talking about, you know, four World Series championships. They had that great class a few years ago, the Hall of Fame classes, you know, Bobby Cox and Joe Torre, Tony La Russa. You know, he's right there with those guys. And winning with different organizations is big. You know, I mean, you know, Torre had a lot of rough years. He got fired three or four times before he got the Yankee gig and turned things around. You know, La Russa was amazing in Oakland and St. Louis. Of course, Bobby Cox, a legend in Atlanta, and he was in Toronto too. But right there with those guys. I mean, certainly you can go down as, you know, arguably one of the top five managers of all time.
But still behind Connie Mack, you think?
Yeah, but, you know, Connie owned the team, so a little different. Bruce never owned the team.
Now, I know this has become very... one of the more interesting MVP races, especially in modern baseball history, on the American League side. I was reading your explanation, but I was hoping you could walk everybody through who you think is the American League MVP and why you voted for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I have a National League vote, if I was voting for American League MVP, I would do Kyle Raleigh. I love Aaron Judge. I mean, as great as a ball player he is, he's even a better person in the clubhouse, off the field, terrific guy. But my thing is, I think, you know, people get confused and the voters get confused. It's not the best player award. You know, it's the most valuable player award. It was the best player award. You know, Barry Bonds should have won it 15 straight years. He did it. You know, as I said in the story of going back to 88, Kirk Gibson meant everything to that Dodger team, you know, getting them out of the doldrums. And he didn't have nearly the stats as Gerald Strawberry of the Mets, you know, but he won the MVP. And Terry Pendleton was with Atlanta. He turned that thing around from last to first. He got the MVP over Bonds, who had better numbers. So, you know, all those years in American League with Trout, Trout should win it. No, I mean, how valuable are you if your team doesn't even make the playoffs? So I don't think, you know, Seattle Mariners, you can sniff the playoffs, although being a 500 team without Raleigh. Granted, I think the same thing with Judge. I'm not sure the Yankees make the playoffs without Judge, but know for a fact that the Mariners stink without Kyle Raleigh.
That is an interesting, if you were like looking at storylines and reasons to root for a team, if, you know, like for us, we're out of it, so we're trying to find a team to root for. Who does have the one that you think is the coolest storyline? Because the Mariners do have a long history of not being that successful.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Mariners have never even been to a World Series, so I think they're the only team, teams never had that distinction. So, you know, great fan base and everything else. But I think of all the teams, the 12 teams in the playoffs, the most fun to root for would be the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, just a tiny payroll. Last World Series was 1982. You know, they don't have any team anybody's ever heard of. They're like a college team. They call themselves, you know, Milwaukee Junior College. Just scrappy little guys that can't hit home runs, but they had a ton of singles. And they play the game right. I think it'd be really cool to see those guys go deep.
Now, They have the best record going in. I know a lot of people believe the Phillies are the true favorites in the playoffs. Is there a particular team? I know you said who to root for, but how do you see these playoffs shaken out in terms of who wins the World Series?
Well, it's interesting with the brackets are so different. You know, like Northern National League, here's the Phillies, you know, arguably the best team in baseball. They certainly would be if they saw Zach Wheeler, but they could be facing the Dodgers. We're on the other flip end. You know, the Brewers would be facing the Cubs Padres winner, you know, a lot easier. Santa America League, Seattle gets the winner of this Cleveland Detroit game, where Blue Jays have to play the winner of Yankees Red Sox. It's really, you know, tough for some of these teams. But I think the team to beat still is the Dodgers. I mean, their starting rotation has gotten healthy and it's looked as good as it has all year. Their bullpen's still a mess. Their position players are healthy. So I still give them a slight edge over the Phillies. And when they play, if they play next round, you know, unless the Dodgers are upset by the Reds, if they play next round, then I think that could be like the real World Series.
How important is this postseason for Aaron Judge? You know, we were just talking about in terms of the MVP. I don't think anybody debates his greatness. He's already a Hall of Famer, but he has struggled, particularly in the playoffs. How important is this postseason for him?
Well, I think it's important, particularly remember last year with that nightmare fifth inning when he dropped the ball in center field.
Yeah.
You know, just missed it. But, you know, we see a lot of stars get shut down because everybody focuses on the stars. And then, it's usually the little guys, you know, that come up and do it when the big boys don't. So I remember for a long time, you know, Barry Bonds did nothing in the postseason. Then finally he had a good one, and then he was, you know, lights out like always from then on. So I think it'd be the same with Judge. As soon as he has that good postseason, then he takes off. But the scouting reports are just so much stronger and so much more detailed on the big stars than, you know, where those guys at the bottom of the lineup usually become the heroes of postseason.
I wanted to jump back to this Rangers group real quick with this organization. How similar would you expect this team? I know not Bochy, but the roster to look to this past season, or do you feel like Chris Young might be ready to make some pretty drastic changes?
I think he might be exploring some changes. Like, okay, what needs to happen here? You know, need some energy. And it seems like that was always a resounding theme. Like, okay, it's a very talented team. Wasted a great rotation. It always reminds you of the Mariners the last 2 years where that rotation was so good. I thought, you know, Texas gets in. They're as dangerous as any team in baseball. But I think they're kind of missing that, you know, some of that youthful energy, you know, to that permeates the clubhouse. Who was the player? I'm trying to think. Pilar, remember when he kind of criticized the team for that? And no one really questioned it. It's like, well, he's got a point. And so it's almost like very professional, very businesslike, where sometimes maybe you need some young kids to, get things going there. I'm trying to think of the young guy's name, but he did for the San Francisco Giants, and people love that enthusiasm.
Well, we appreciate all the insight about the Rangers, Boch, the rest of baseball. You're always a pleasure. Thank you very much for the time, sir.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Nightingale right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.